This is an ABC podcast.
Now, if you've been following the WNBA, you'll know the finals started yesterday, the best of seven. The Las Vegas Aces coming from behind after three to beat the Phoenix Mercury, but that doesn't really tell half the story as to what's going on over there. Back on July 19, players wore T-shirts saying, "Pay us what you owe us." The fans started chanting, "Pay them." On September 26, there was a game involving Nafisa Collier, who there was a significant no-call. She went down with an ankle injury. Her coach, Sherelle Reeve, was ultimately ejected after a tirade to the referee. And then later that month, towards the end of September, Nafisa Collier shared a statement that was supported by the players as the ongoing CBA discussions continue and the threat of a potential lockout. Here's what Nafisa Collier had to say about the current commissioner of the WNBA in Kathy Engelbert.
Fans see it every night. Coaches, both winning and losing, pointed out every night in pregame and postgame media. Yet leadership just issues fines and looks the other way. They ignore the issues that everyone inside the game is begging to be fixed. That is negligence. At Unrivaled this past February, I sat across from Kathy and asked how she planned to address the officiating issues in our league. Her response was, "Well, only the losers complain about the refs." I also asked how she planned to fix the fact that players like Caitlin, Angel, and Paige, who are clearly driving massive revenue for the league, are making so little for their first 4 years. Her response was, "Caitlin should be grateful she makes $16 million off the court, because without the platform that the WNBA gives her, she wouldn't make anything." And in that same conversation, she told me, "Players should be on their knees thanking their lucky stars for the media rights deal that I got them." That's a mentality driving our league from the top. We go to battle every day to protect a shield that doesn't value us. The league believes it succeeds despite its players, not because of them.
It's an incredible turn of events where the vice president of the Players Association speaks so openly about the commissioner and the issues that the players are having at the moment. Kathy Engelbert released a statement which basically said she was disheartened and our perspectives differ. I think that's fair to say. That's an understatement to say the best. She went on to say yesterday, speaking for the first time since Nafisa Collier's comments, that there's a lot of inaccuracies out there. I've been in touch with her and we're talking next week, but she wouldn't be drawn on any of the particular accusations. One woman who joins me on the program is one of my favourite sports people in the country, a multiple-time WNBL champion, a WNBA champion, a former MVP of our league here in Australia, three-time Olympian. All that while also calling herself mum as well in the household is Kayla George, and I'm pleased to say she joins me on Grandstand across the country. Kayla, appreciate your time.
Hey, mate. Thank you so much. My daughter's screaming in the background, so it's proper Sunday vibes here, family day.
Little baby Pearl, is that right?
That is correct.
Yes.
She's screaming out, so I apologise if you can't hear me very well.
It's all part of it. Don't worry about that. We're happy to hear Pearl's contribution as we work our way through as well.
Fantastic.
Kayla, obviously you're getting ready to go for another season down here with the Southside Flyers. You won a championship in the WNBA in the not-too-distant past. I'm sure you're keeping an eye on what's happening over there. Have you got a read from, at least looking from afar as someone that's lived it, as to what's going on with the players and the head body?
Yeah, look, I'm probably more on team fee, similar to the players that are currently over there. Look, the message has been the same for years, what the players have been asking for a very long time, and behind closed doors in those meetings with the Players Association and the league. So with the players in there, you know, asking for these things over and over and over again with, you know, minimal change over the past chunk of time. And then you add the dynamic of these college players that have come in with massive followings, with meal deals, with just the dynamic of college basketball changing. So then it brings a bunch of new followers and a whole different audience to the WNBA, like your Paige, your Caitlin, your Angel. And so now there's, you know, a lot of the public are invested and interested and want to see growth of the league as well. So, you know, the same thing that they've been asking for years and years and years is now out there and everyone's kind of aware. And so now that there has to be change because, you know, there are more viewers watching the game. There are, you know, the game's bigger, it's growing. You can see the growth, the numbers are there, the statistics are there. And so I think, yeah, the leadership needs to be better in this space because the players are the product. And so essentially you do need to, you know, listen and keep them to a point where, you know, they're happy, I guess, because right now it's just not happening. There's not a trust there. The players don't feel like they're getting listened to or heard. So, and again, they've been asking for the same things over and over and over again. And a lot of people that aren't aware will say, oh, they're trying to get paid what the men get paid, blah, blah, blah. It's not it at all. They're trying to get the same as the men in revenue share, which is completely different to what they actually get paid.
Yep.
So I think definitely I'm Team Fee on this. I think there needs to be change. You can see the momentum of women's basketball changing over the course of the last two seasons. And these big name college players are making that happen. And there's big movement from that. But there's obviously people that have come before to build the league and build the momentum. And then they've just come in and it's just the movement's been huge and very quick. So, yes, there needs to be change. And I think the leadership probably needs to be changed.
Yeah, it's very rare that you see that unfold in the way that it has this week. And I was listening to Shania Wimica, who was obviously a former player, but also a lead analyst nowadays in the game, where she spoke so well about the fact that this is never what the players want, that the players never, ever want to make this kind of thing as public as it is. And yet, through the T-shirts originally, trying to have a soft statement, and then ultimately in the Nafisa's statement, which is by and large supported by almost the entire playing group, but it feels like it's come to this, that this is...
Sorry.
This is almost the last stop that they feel like they can be heard in this way.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry. My dog just wanted to contribute to the conversation as well. And now Pearl's crying. Oh, gosh. What a time to be on live radio. Fantastic.
And yet you're able to handle all... It's amazing what you're able to juggle all at once. Do you want us to give you a minute or are you all right?
No, you're totally fine. Sorry. Pearl's okay. So, let her hang out with the dogs for a bit.
But do you agree with that it's often, this isn't what the players want to do, that I want to make this thing public, and yet it feels like through left with no other options that ultimately it's aired out this way, so publicly?
Yeah, no, the players don't want it to be a negative light towards, the league and what's building and the momentum. Absolutely not. It's unfortunate. I mean, what's the next option if things don't work out and the CBA is not agreed to? It's, potentially a lockout, which is absolutely not what the players want. They want this resolved. They want to get paid what they're worth. And again, it's not about getting paid what the men do. It's about getting their share of the revenue that's fair. Because as we mentioned just before, the numbers are increasing. There is more happening in the league. The growth is happening rapidly. So there needs to be an adjustment to how the players are paid and paid accordingly, with the stats that are current and the league, is growing. So there's that. So I think that definitely negatively is not how they wanted to handle this at all. And I'm sure Nafisa didn't want this to happen in this way, but she's having to, she's, taken a bit of a bullet, really. She's wanted to just stand up for the league and do what is necessary to help grow the league. Like, we will look back on this moment and it's a huge turning point for the WNBA and the growth of the WNBA. And it is necessary to make sure that, the players are looked after as they are the product.
So apart from being mum and wrangling dogs and everything else that you're up to, how are you on earth preparing for another basketball season? You're going around again. You got, obviously, with the Southside Melbourne Flyers now. So, it's changed a lot in a short period of time. The Boomers are no more. They're off to Geelong, and all of a sudden the Southside Flyers are the only team in town. And who'd have thought it, from your Melbourne Boomers blood to now all of a sudden be wearing the other singlet?
Well, honestly, mate, I think Melbourne's where I belong. I'm so stoked to be back here. I used to play out at SBC, State Basketball Centre, with the Boomers my first couple of seasons. Yeah. And we were advocating for the extension. And now, a few years later and we're here and the extension's done and I'm being able to use these brand new facilities, which is just incredible. So, look, 18th season in the WNBL, my right foot age of 36. And I feel really good. We've got a really great group. We had a great hit out at the preseason tournament in Townsville last weekend, the tip-off in Townsville. So that was great. There's a lot of fresh momentum, similar to the WNBA. Like, there's momentum around women's basketball right now. We've just had a new ownership group take over. You can sense that it is different. There's just a lot more excitement in the air. There's, a whole media team creating new and fresh content for us, telling stories for us, which is how, to get exposure, telling stories, having easier access to our games, which we've got. All of our games are free to air. So, it means that, no one has to worry about, don't have pay TV to watch these games. No, they're on free to air. They're on pay TV and free to air. So, easier to access our games. So for anyone from any walk of life that can actually, watch our games and be inspired and grow the game that way. So hopefully, we've got WNBA-like momentum that continues to flourish in our game here in Australia, because, us as the Opals, the last chunk of decades have been a medal-winning team at multiple events over the last two or three decades. So it's only right that we have, a solid product here in Australia that kind of matches what the Opals have been delivering internationally.
First game, by the way, for the Southside Flyers at John Cain Arena. Just the second match that's played at the arena after Lauren Jackson's fixture there, playing for the Flyers against Sydney back in February of 2023. So that is October the 18th. October 18, 2 p.m. You can catch the Flyers up against the Capitals at John Cain Arena in the season opener. Did you watch one of your old teams, the Las Vegas Aces, go about it yesterday in the in Game 1 of the WNBA Finals?
Yeah, I certainly did, and it was a great game. And I mean, as much as you know, I am a former Aces player, I definitely was going for my Opal sister, Sammy. Sammy Whitcomb, who plays for Phoenix. We love supporting our Aussies, so. Get around Sammy, guys. If you're wondering who to go for, definitely Phoenix Mercury in this case. But, yeah, look, two really talented teams. The season, you know, who would have thought a few months back Aces were kind of struggling, then they hit a really great patch and it's got them all the way to the final. So they've got great finals experience. And, I mean, they obviously used that in game one and came out with a tough win. So, yeah, look, it's an exciting time for women's basketball, an exciting series. And yeah. I'll look forward to game two, that's for sure.
What do you get for winning a WNBA title? Do you get a big gaudy ring for winning?
Yeah, I got a big ring and it's got my name on it, so I can't pawn it off or anything. But no, I would never. But, you know, it's really cool. It's really blinged out and excessive and it's massive. And, it's really cool. I actually received it. I didn't go to the ring ceremony the following season. I was playing in Taiwan at the time, so they sent it out to me and it was pretty cool to receive it. I opened up the medal box and there's a little video behind it playing the highlights of the final series. So very glam. It's not something I'll probably wear down the street, that's for sure, but it's something I can show friends and family when they come over, for sure.
I was about to say, have you ever actually worn it out and about at any stage?
Absolutely not. It'd probably knock Pearl out or knock one of his dogs out if I wore it. It's so giant. It's crazy. It's blinged out to the days. It's nuts. But stoked that I've been able to, you know, receive that. And, you know, after we won, you look on when NBA and WNBA win finals, everyone gets the goggles and the champagne and all that cliche stuff. And I was a part of that. I got my Under Armour goggles and gosh, it's so great. It was a really cool experience. Like, is this real life? Like, we're really doing this for, you know, opening bottles, gold bottles of champagne, like, oh, it was nuts. I'll forever have that in my memory. It was a really cool experience.
You have so many other things you could be doing. As we heard in the background, you've got a couple of dogs running around and mum to Pearl and everything else, and yet we're very lucky that at 36 you're still playing basketball and going around again. So good luck for the upcoming season with the Southside Melbourne Flyers. Appreciate your time, Kayla. As always, all the best for the year ahead.
Thank you, mate. Really appreciate you. Thank you.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.